Well, good morning. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to On the Air here at WWGH 107.1. And I think I got everything right this time. Well, last time I didn't sign on right, but I think I got everything right this time. I'm old. I'm allowed to have mental lapses, right? They've got medicines out for that sort of thing. I understand after reading some of the reviews on them that they don't work very well. So I'm not going to get them. I'm just going to assume that that's one of the dangers of getting older. But, you know, I've forgotten things all my life. When I was 14, I would forget people's names and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know, slow mind. Anyway, you're listening to On the Air, and we are going to continue our trivia on Valentine's Day. Now, this is kind of an interesting question. What country is Valentine's Day an official public holiday? In what country is Valentine's Day an official, not a unofficial, but an official public holiday? The answer, none. There isn't a single country in the world that cares about Valentine's Day, so why should I, right? Anyway, you know, it's nice to, I try to treat my wife as nicely as I can every day, and she treats me as nicely as she can every day. Sometimes they're better than other, of course. Well, if you'd like to call in and tell me about your wife or your husband, give me a call at 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is only 3 days away, so get out there and get your stuff. Hey, I was wondering, I was listening to some of the underwriters and their messages. Williams Grass Cutters. I was just kind of wondering, I am guessing they also shovel snow, but I didn't see it on their website, so I don't know, but I bet they do. Most of those grass cutter places shovel snow. Give them a call. Ask them if they shovel snow if you need something. They are have been an underwriter of ours for, you know, relatively, well, I'm not sure how long, but probably this year, anyway. Williams Grass Cutters. Anyway, in which country are women the purchasers of chocolate for men on Valentine's Day? The women buy chocolate for the men, not vice versa. Now, I, you know, if my wife would buy me chocolate, I would be bigger than I am. I do like an occasional piece of chocolate. I'm not a big chocoholic, if you put chocolate in front of me, I'll eat it. Anyway, in which country do women buy chocolates for men on Valentine's Day? It's in Japan. All those people are skinny anyway. That's a gross generality. The sumo wrestlers, I would say, probably disagree with that. But in Japan, the women buy the chocolate for the men, as opposed to vice versa. Now, on the other hand, during, they call it White Day. The Japanese call it a day White Day, and that's when men buy chocolates for women. And it doesn't give me what day that is, but that's the name of the day where Japanese men buy chocolates for their wives. This is kind of interesting. I had never heard this before, but apparently Cupid is sometimes described as being what? He's described as being blind. That's kind of interesting. Legend has it that Cupid became blind after Psyche, which is his girlfriend or lover or whatever she is, held a lamp over his face to see what he looks like. He awakened and Psyche got nervous and spilled oil in his eyes. That wouldn't be good at all. And that blinded Cupid. Now, Psyche, by the way, is the Greek goddess of the soul. And she's said to possess a beauty that rivals Aphrodite. Now, I never saw Aphrodite, but her name kind of sounds like she's hot, right? Now, Scott and I talked about what hot is, and I'm thinking hot means that you're pretty and sexy. That's what I'm thinking. I may be wrong on that, but anyway, that's Psyche is the Greek goddess of the soul and the girlfriend of Cupid. Not a very good girlfriend if she'd spill hot oil on his eyes and blind him. Gee, with friends like that, who needs enemies, right? Which monument was given as the ultimate gift of love? This is kind of cool. I can't do this. I probably couldn't afford this build this monument, no matter how much I love my wife. 51 years of it, by the way. The Taj Mahal. The Taj Mahal was built in memory of Emperor Shah Jahan's wife, Mumtaz Mahal. And it houses both of their tombs. So not only did he love her, but he wanted to spend eternity with her, which is kind of interesting. But the Taj Mahal was a Valentine gift to Emperor Shah Jahan's wife, and her name was Mumtaz Mahal, thus the name. The Taj Mahal. Taj probably means castle or monument or something like that. I don't know. I don't happen to be Indian, but if we have somebody that wants to rectify what that means, you're more than welcome to call. It's probably not a terribly important fact, but it might be an interesting fact. All right. What fruit is also known as love apples? Kind of sounds a little dirty, doesn't it? But this fruit is also known as a love apple. And it's obvious when you think about it because of its color. The tomato is called the love apple. And also, tomatoes supposedly have an aphrodisiac property. And so that's kind of interesting that they would be called a love apple. All right, I'm trying to understand this next question. I'm not going to give it to you because it's kind of stupid and I don't think anybody would care. Okay, so we're going to move on to question number 36 in our quest for all the trivial answers in the world about Valentine's Day. I hope you plan something that's really nice for your loved one. You know, if I were going to do something for my wife, it would probably be take her out to dinner. But right now, Carol and I are kind of hanging loose in our abode. We're pretty, well, neither one of us are spry chickens, so we're trying to avoid the virus, so we stay at home most of the time. I do go out I usually go out on Wednesday and Thursday right after I do the show to pick up groceries, and today I'm picking up dog food. But I don't go any place that has a lot of people in it, and I always wear a mask, so... that's what we do for Valentine's Day, I guess. Now, Valentine's Day this week, this year, is going to fall on... Valentine's Day is on Sunday. So if you're going to church, you might, you know, go to a special church service for your loved one. And apparently, the day after that is President's Day. Rather apropos for this year with a new president. I think he's been a president for about 3 weeks now. A little over 3 weeks, I believe it is. And anyway, back to our Valentine trivia questions. I'll give you one more before we have a break here. I think, maybe two more. before we have a short break. And then, by the way, stay tuned at 12:15 when we have Swap Shop. We're going to get back to doing Swap Shop type stuff because I'm going to go over all the do's and don'ts of having a garage sale. Now, I've looked this up. I didn't make these up. I looked them up. I found several different do's and don't pages, and I'm going to give you the best of what I read. All right? All right. Well, we asked about the love apple. It's a tomato, and it's because they're red, and also they have aphrodisiac properties. Okay, I'm lost. The Farmer's Almanac says if a woman sees a robin on Valentine's Day, she will marry what? What do you think? What type of person will a woman marry if she sees a robin on Valentine's Day? Now, the robins are pretty far out in the woods right now, I think, keeping warm, aren't they? Tucked up in some warm leaves in a nest or something. I don't think they hibernate. I don't think they migrate. We'll ask James. We'll have James in 2 weeks from today. We have Fred Malone in next week, where we'll be talking about all things historic here in Marion with him. But when James comes in, we'll be talking about all the critters and stuff. He's the naturalist for Marion County, and we'll ask him what happens to the Valentine's. What happens to the robins at this time of the year? They seem to go. You don't see a lot of them until it starts to warm up. So I'm guessing they just try to stay warm in their nests. But anyway, if a woman sees a robin on Valentine's Day, supposedly she's going to marry a sailor. I was a soldier, but not a sailor. So take me out of the mix there. Supposedly, if a woman sees a Valentine on or a robin on Valentine's Day, she's going to marry a sailor. Well, here we got a phone call. Let's go take the phone call. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
Most robins migrate.
Oh, thank you. They do migrate.
But not all of them. There's always some that stay around.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen them in the middle of the winter.
You'll see a few, but not very many.
Where do they go, do you know?
Somewhere south. They're smarter than us, you know.
That's what I would do if I were a robin.
That's right, if you could fly.
Yeah, if I could fly, absolutely.
All righty.
Thank you very much for the information. All right, so bye-bye. We don't have to wait for James. All
okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great answer. They go south like any smart critter. I didn't know that. I thought they kind of hung out in their nests, but we are smarter for listening to the show today. All right, we're going to, we got another minute, so we're going to ask that second question. Let's see here. What is the second question? Okay, if the lady sees the robin, she's going to marry a sailor. If she sees a goldfinch, now I have a place where their goldfinch, they go crazy. There's a lady not too, about a block and a half from my house, maybe 2 blocks from our house, maybe 3 blocks from our house, that grows a lot of sunflowers. And the goldfinch are, there are days that I'll see 20 of them flying around. What will happen if a woman sees a goldfinch on Valentine's Day? Who will she marry? She's gonna now, ladies, you better line up, and I'll tell you where this sunflowers are grown. And
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog Laddie Boy had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
One 180 over 1:11 and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
1:50/90 and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, make sure you take care of yourself. I have learned to salt out of my diet and all sorts of things since I had my heart attack. Not a bad idea. I now walk about 2 miles 5 days a week, and I take Wednesday and Thursday off, but because I'm tired from doing the show, you guys wear me out. Well, anyway, we were asking if a woman sees a robin on Valentine's Day, she's going to marry a sailor. But if she sees a goldfinch on Valentine's Day, she's going to marry a rich man. How about that? That's pretty cool. Which U.S. state actually produces the most chocolate? Now, this one, you've got to know the answer to this. Hershey's is in Pennsylvania. Where do you suppose the most chocolate is produced? Pennsylvania. Hershey Chocolate Company is located in Pennsylvania. So this is not surprising that they produce the most chocolate. Now, I talked to you before about Shirk's candy, and Hershey's may produce the most, but Shirk's produces the best right here in Marion. All right. Name the actress who was nominated for 6 Academy Awards and was born on Valentine's Day. Now, this is a kind of off-the-wall question, but she got 6 Academy Awards, and she was born on Valentine's Day. And you will remember her from Miracle on 34th Street. Thelma Ritter's first film appearance was in 1947, which was Miracle on 34th Street, and she was born on Valentine's Day. I find it interesting to find people who were born on my birthday, which happens to be May 27th. I haven't found a whole lot of them, but it's, you know, I don't know why. I have a sense of pride when I find one. There's some senator or congressperson right now that was born on the 27th, and it gave me pride. And I don't know what I had. I mean, I didn't have anything to do with it. And I'm not sure that it makes any difference that you were born on the same day as somebody else. You know, if you believe in astrology and all that sort of thing, maybe, you know, your signs are the same or something like that. I don't know. But quite frankly, it doesn't seem to make any difference in my head who else was born on my birthday. All right. Thelma Ritter, you remember her from Miracle on 34th Street? Anyway, she was born on Valentine's Day. Now, in what year is St. Valentine's of Rome said to have been martyred? He was killed. But what year do you suppose that was? And I'm trying to see if it tells me why he was martyred, and it does not. So I won't go there. What year was St. Valentine martyred? He was martyred in 269. That's a long time ago. 269. I bet my grandfather didn't even know him. In 269... St. Valentine of Rome was martyred. You know what martyred means, right? somebody killed him. And the name Valentine was derived from the word valens, V-A-L-E-N-S, which means strong, worthy, or powerful. On Valentine's Day, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. On Valentine's Day, I'm going to I have to go to the grocery today anyway. I'm going to give my wife some chocolate. You think that would be good? She loves chocolate. Now, I bought her some chocolate yesterday, but I'm going to buy her good chocolate. Maybe I'll run over to Shirk's. I don't know. She would hate it if I went someplace during COVID that was not a very large place with lots of air rolling around it. Shirk's is kind of a small place. It's down there in Prospect, not too far from Prospect and Marks Road. Nice little store. I think he makes the chocolate in the basement. He's got all sorts of chocolates. And they're beautifully wrapped. You know, I'm, this is not an advertisement for the candy company. I'm just telling you what I like and what I don't like. Okay? Well, there aren't too many candies that I don't like. I try not to eat a lot. I've been trying lately to cut out one of the sides of my sandwiches, you know, so I have only one piece of bread instead of two. I've been trying to eat those little tiny bags of chips instead of going into a big bag of chips and taking four handfuls full of chips. I've lost all of about 3 pounds in, I don't know, a month and a half. Not doing real well, but at least I'm trying, right? And I'm sticking to it. I haven't fallen off the wagon and stuffed my face like I do, like I have done in the past. But I like to go out to eat. But, you know, I swear the reason why we're all so heavy, well, why we have so many heavy people in the United States is the portions are huge on some of these places. And I think they're huge because the American public asks for them to be huge. And now, my wife and I watch a lot of food shows, and the idea of eating something because it looks pretty, you know, they'll put one little tiny piece of fish in the middle, and then they'll swirl some olive oil around it and put one piece of asparagus next to it and put maybe a little half slice of tomato, and that's your dinner. That's not living. I'm not a big fan of that thing, eating thinly like that. Anyway, I like to eat heavy, and I can prove it by my pants size. Now, it's interesting. There's an ad out now that if you have an oversized 40 waist in men, you may have some disease. Well, I'm kind of bordering there, so I'm hoping it's not a disease. But anyway, enough talk about weight. We don't want to talk about no stinking weight, right? All right. This is kind of an interesting question. Venus. We talked about Venus, I think. Well, no, I'm not sure we did talk about Venus. But Venus is the goddess of love. Venus, if you will. You remember that song? She's the goddess of love and was born from what? Born from what? Now, don't get dirty with me and don't. It's not bad. She was born from sea foam. Sea foam. You know that stuff that kind of stinks if you go to the sea and it's right there on the edge of the ocean and got a lot of fish poop in it and stuff. Anyway, Venus was born from sea foam. Venus is the daughter of Dion and Cupid's mother. That's how we're relating this, I guess, to Valentine's Day. She was Cupid's mother. I wonder what she thought about Psyche, who burned his eyes so he was blind with hot oil. Oh, well. I know if my wife had anybody do bad stuff to her sons, they would have had a lot of trouble on their hands. Valentine's Day evolved from what ancient Roman festival? Now, we have a lot of days, holidays, Christmas being one, that were related to Roman holidays, because they could celebrate, like they could celebrate Christmas as a Christian and not worry that they're going to have their head cut off, because they could always say, well, they were celebrating because there was some Roman holiday on December 25th. Well, anyway, what Valentine's Day evolved from what ancient Roman festival? It was Lupercalia. Lupercalia is a festival done to drive away evil spirits and purify the city to promote health and encourage fertility. We need to get that Lupercalia around here to get rid of this COVID-19. What do you think? I think that'd be a good idea. Good idea. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here in about 3 minutes, so I guess I can get another question in here. When was February 14th declared St. Valentine's Day? You're not going to know this. You weren't around. I'll guarantee you were not around when February 14th was declared St. Valentine's Day. By the way, Groundhog Day was originally on February 14th, but they took it off. Now, we talked about Valentine's or Groundhog Day a couple weeks ago, and Valentine's Day they settled on February 2nd because it happens to be exactly in the middle between the last day of fall and the first day of spring. It's right in the middle of winter. But anyway, Valentine's Day is on the 14th of February, and it was declared so in 1537. You weren't alive, were you? If you were, please call in. We have a EMS waiting for you. More information about that. King Henry VII of England was the guy that officially declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day in 1537. Good old King Henry VII of England. Wasn't King Henry VIII. It was King Henry VII. I don't know how many wives he had. Maybe he was one of the few that was kind to his wives. There were a lot of English kings that weren't very good boyfriends, to say the least. Chopping heads off and locking them up in the Tower of England and stuff like that. There were a lot of them that weren't very good boyfriends. As you get older, do you think Valentine's Day gets more important or less important? My guess is, in my case, it probably gets less important. I do always say Happy Valentine's Day to my wife on Valentine's Day in the morning. But that's kind of like the kiss that we always give each other at night before we go to bed. It's just kind of it has to be done. It's a requirement. Now, there have been a few nights. Have you ever gone to bed without kissing your spouse goodnight? There are maybe I can count them on one hand the nights that I have not kissed. Well, not counting when we're separated. But when we're together, not more than five nights in my life have I failed to kiss my wife goodnight. Now, those five nights, I was probably in trouble. Excuse me. And I probably wouldn't have gotten a return kiss anyway. But I do remember a couple of them wondering, what would happen if one or the other of us would pass away in the middle of the night? How would we feel about that the next day because we failed to kiss our...
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Kind of interesting to hear Ted Williams on one of those spots in the break there. Matter of fact, he was the one I was talking over inappropriately at the very beginning of the break. And Ted Williams announced yesterday on Scott's show, right before our On the Air show, he announced that he is going to run for governor of the state of Ohio. You know, the man with the golden voice is good. And we had all sorts of controversy about that. Can he run for office if he is a convicted felon? Well, we find out from our presidential expert, Dr. Feynman, who was on with me yesterday. He pointed out that the things that Ted Williams was accused of were not felonies, but misdemeanors. So in the state of Ohio, he's good to go, I guess. But then we also found out about one of our former politicians who had been in prison for 7 years on 10 felony charges who did run for office. So we never have quite figured that out. Maybe it was before the new rules. So anyway, we're not talking about bad things that happen. We're talking about good things. No politics today. We're talking about Valentine's Day. It's only 3 days away, so make sure you get your cards ready. Do you send Valentine cards to people other than your spouse? Do you send it to your children or your grandchildren? Now, I've already said that my wife and I don't do anything, basically, except for wish each other a happy Valentine's Day and maybe go out to eat. But very few things do we do on Valentine's Day, let alone send out cards. You know, I don't send cards to anybody. I'm terrible that way. But I find it really tough to spend $4 on a card that's going to be opened, looked at, smiled at, and then thrown away. Now, Christmas cards are different. People will put those up, but Valentine's cards, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that. Hallmark, however, is, and we had a question about Hallmark earlier. I'm sure they made a lot of money off of Valentine cards that they sell every year. You're listening, by the way, to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1, here on the FM dial. And we're going to have the next show is called Swap Shop. And we don't do much. We haven't done a whole lot about swapping and stuff, especially during the winter, but also because of COVID. We aren't encouraging people to go meet with other people to sell their tchotchkes or their goods and stuff. But we're keeping the format open so that when spring rolls around and people are starting to get vaccinated, they are, you know, a lot more getting vaccinated. I think President Biden's lived up to what he said. I think they have been vaccinating over 1 million people a day. So that's good. I haven't got mine yet. I'm looking forward to it. Where was I going with this? I know. The Swap Shop, we're going to talk about things that you can do to get ready for garage sales. And we do have people that'll call in and tell you where their garage sale is going to be. So make sure to plan to do that. Now, don't do it today because we don't want to hear about some garage sale you're going to have in May. But if you decide you're going to have a garage sale in April or May, and you want to let us know, we will gladly put that on the air for you. But I'm going to go over things. My wife brought this up to me last night. She said, why don't you tell people about that? We've had several garage sales, my wife and I, and since I do the show, why don't you tell them about good things to do for garage sales, bad things to do? We're going to go over good and bad things to sell. We're going to go over how to organize. So we're going to spend 45 minutes getting you ready. And then I have decided, while I was thinking about it, I've decided I'm going to save the notes that I have. They're sitting right here in front of me. And we're going to go over it in April. So we'll give you a couple chances. You can write them down today, or you can wait till April, and we'll have another show where we're going to tell you how to get ready for your garage sale. It's kind of exciting. There are people that look forward to garage sale season like I look forward to gardening season. Now, I'm a little bit crazy about gardening season. I've already started. But the garage sales, I don't think there are too many garage sales going on right now with, what, a foot of snow and possible 0 degree temperature coming up here in the next week. But we'll talk about that. So make sure to tune in the next hour at 12:15. We'll start going over all the do's and don'ts of garage sales. And if you'd like to call in and tell me what you do and don't do, more power to you. You know our number, 740-383-9944. Okay, let's finish up this stuff about the trivia that we have on Valentine's Day. I think I have three or four more questions. So we'll get those out of the way, and then we'll move on. Hopefully I won't step on the break like I did twice today, maybe three times. All right, St. Valentine was put to death at the order of which Roman emperor? He was put to death. They were bad, bad people, those Romans, especially the dictators. They were not very nice people. If they didn't like you, they just killed you. And I hope, I'm trying to see if I have any further information about that. It doesn't tell how they put him to death, but they did put him to death. He was put to death at the order of Claudius II. St. Valentine was a priest. He was also a physician during the time of his persecution. So, you know, priests and physicians have quite often met bad ends. My grandfather was a physician. I have three physicians in my family, but my grandfather was one who actually used to let blood. That's how long ago he was a doctor. Yeah, we have, or I'm not sure if we still have it, maybe my brother had it, a case where it had little tubes in it where he kept leeches, and he would put leeches on people to have the blood sucked out of them. And in that case, it also had scalpels so he could cut people. And it was kind of a kind of a gruesome case. I don't think we kept it. I think I gave that to my brother. he was kind of a gruesome guy, my brother. Loved him to death, but he had some strange ways. Anyway, St. Valentine's was put to death by the Roman Emperor Claudius II. Now, this is one. We've talked a lot about chocolate today, and we have a lot of good chocolate companies around the area, good candy companies around the area. The Candy Company, Coons, and Shirks, all good places to go feed your sweet tooth. And I bet they're all open right now. This is Thursday, and it's during the day. I bet you can get out there and pick yourself up some chocolates. What's your favorite? Oh, my favorite is the Turtles. That's my favorite chocolate, period. I love that type of chocolate. Second to that, I love chocolate-covered cherries. And if you've ever had a great chocolate-covered cherry, Mr. Shirk makes one of the best. They are really good. And they're big. They're really big, too. Some of them that you buy in the boxes are kind of small, but not the ones at Shirk's Candy. All right. Who created the first Valentine's Day box of chocolates? No, it was none of those three companies. But who created the first Valentine's Day box of chocolates? I like the boxes. I like the boxes that you lift the lid up and it tells you what each one of the chocolates are below that point on the lid. Otherwise, I'll give my wife one that has nothing but coconut in it, and she will get really mad at me. So I like to know what I'm giving him. Anyway, Richard Cadbury created the very first Valentine's Day box of chocolates. Richard Cadbury. Richard Cadbury is the son of the founder of Cadbury Cocoa, however you pronounce that word, C-O-C-O-A, and Chocolate Company. Interesting that he was the son of the founder of that company, Richard Cadbury, and he was the guy that decided, okay, let's make Valentine's Day boxes. An awful lot of those boxes are not shaped like boxes either. They're shaped like big hearts, right? Do you really believe hearts as a symbol of love were designed to appear like a woman leaning over from the backside? Now, I heard that on Big Bang Theory, I think. That's my basis of all facts is Big Bang Theory, right? All right, well, we got one last one here. And then we're going to take our break, and then we'll come back with our show about the do's and don'ts of garage sales. What do you think? I hope you enjoy it. But anyway, this question is our last of the day about Valentine's Day. Don't forget, it's only 3 days away, so you better get ready now. You've got a weekend. It's going to happen on Sunday, so get ready. Anyway, which U.S. president lost both his wife and mother on Valentine's Day? What a horrible thing to remember Valentine's Day. Which president lost both his wife and mother on Valentine's Day? He's one of my favorite presidents, and we've talked about him quite often with both the both of our historians that we get on here. I'll just leave it at that. He's one of my more favorite president. He was a rough rider. He spent a lot of time out in the West, and I think he announced the Yellowstone Park. I think he was the one that created that. Teddy Roosevelt lost both his wife and mother on Valentine's Day. That would have to leave a pretty bad taste in your mouth for Valentine's Day. It was on February 14th, 1884, when Roosevelt lost his mother to typhoid and his wife to Bright's disease. Now, I don't know what Bright's disease was, but the implication is they both died on the same Valentine's Day. That has got to be a horrible thing. Well, anyway, we're going to give you some tips in the next 45, next hour, about what to do to have a very successful garage sale. And we hope you will stay tuned for that. We'll try not to bore you too badly. I've got three pages of good do's and don'ts for your next garage sale. And we'll be back after just 15 minutes. All right? We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.